Jeremiah chapter 2.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始查经，耶利米书第二章。
I think the first hour I will talk about Jeremiah. They have twelve messages.
第一小时的时候我讲到整个耶利米书有十二个信许。
In chapter 2 to chapter 25, there is a 12 section of the Jeremiah's messages.
从第二章到二十五章，耶利米神给耶利米有十二个不同的信许。
So the Jeremiah chapter 2, this is the first message.
所以在耶利米书第二章是第一个神给他的话。
So as you reference chapter 2 to chapter 3 verse 5, that's the first message.
就是给大家做参考，第二章到第三章的第五节是神给他的第一次的应许。
And then that's the second message.
那神给他第二个信息是从第三章的第六节一直到第六章的结尾。
So chapter 7, that's the third message.
那第七章就是第三个信息。
And chapter 11 to chapter 12, that's the fourth message.
十一章到十二章是第四个信息。
And chapter 13, that's the fifth message.
十三章就是第五个。
And chapter 14, chapter 15, that's the sixth message.
十四章、十五章是第六个。
So this way, to continue, there is a 12, the list series of messages.
所以就继续下去，可以看出神给他不同的信息。
The most of the message from chapter 1 to chapter 25 is focused on the people in Judea, which is, you know, the Jewish Israelites.
From where?
Chapter 2 to chapter 25.
从第二章到二十五章。这些信息都是差不多关于以色列人民的。
This message is sometimes quite stressful because we have to talk about the judgment.
有的时候听起来好像有一种压力，因为这是神给他人民的审判。
One time I talk about the one of the church, I talk about the book of Hosea all the way, and then it seems at the beginning was okay, but toward the middle is a lot of, you know, the judgments. It's quite heavy, actually, was on the way.
有一次我在一个教会开始查考何西雅书的时候，刚开始还好，可是讲到一半的时候，就很多神的审判。
Because after I finished the book of Hosea, and then I changed to the New Testament after that.
所以从那讲完何西雅书之后，我就开始讲新约。
But there's a lot of things we can learn now. If we because minor prophet and the major prophet, if you go over, we can learn a lot of the messages. Actually, God talk about the judgment, yet God talk about the true hope.
从这些大先知、小先知书这些里面当中，我们可以学习到很多。虽然看到很多神的审判，但是从这之中我们也可以看到盼望。
Because we know that we mostly do not dealing with this book of prophets usually.
因为我们很少来查考这些这些先知的书信。
But once we study and then background and these kingdoms, that a lot of the substance we can learn about. We can understand God. We can understand our nature, flesh.
所以从这些先知书里面，我们可以看到神的本性，还有人的人性。
And Jeremiah chapter 1, the first part is the calling of the Jeremiah.
耶利米书第一章就是神呼召耶利米。
As mentioned, that he is at that time he's not that considered it's a young himself.
他那时候年纪还很轻。
Yeah, but yet God's word upon him. This is designed even before he was born.
但是他神的话却临到他，就是神在他母亲胎中就已经呼召他了。
So that he give a message that is a you go out to speak out about my message is talking about the judgment. It's quite heavy.
要耶利米要出去跟他的人民讲神的审判，非常虽然是一个很悲哀的一件事情。
So you have to brave enough to speak out.
你需要有胆量去跟大家讲。
If you don't speak, you are the one to be shamed.
要是你不开口的话，那你就会你就会得到羞辱。
So he's showing, God showing the two vision for him before he preached out.
所以在耶利米开始传神的话之前神给他两个意象。
One is the vision of this rod of the almond tree.
第一个就是一个杏树枝。
And second is the God showing about container to pour hot pot container to pour upon to the Judah.
第二个意象就是一个烧开的锅从北而倾。
Once you look at the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, it's very similar about the book of Acts chapter 1 actually. Acts chapter 1.
我们看耶利米书第一章的时候，其实跟使徒行传第一章有很多类似的地方。
Because God promised us of salvation. God promised us for the Holy Spirit.
神已经应许我们要给我们圣灵。
He gave us the Holy Spirit to be witness within us.
神给我们圣灵在我们身上做见证。
And then he asked us to preach the gospel to his second coming is closer.
神要我们出去为他传福音，说他将再临。
And now is Jeremiah chapter 2.
现在我们就来查考耶利米书第二章。
Now first we read and that we can talk about, because we can read each one, read the five verse.
我们大家轮流念五节。
Kyle, can you start it?Book of Jeremiah chapter 2, five verse each one. Yeah.
每人请念五节。
chains to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you gave birth to me. For they have turned their back to me, and not their faith. But in the time of their trouble, they will stay. Arise and stay up. But where are your gods that you have made for yourself? Let them arise. They can save you in the time of your trouble, for according to the number of your cities are your God, O Judah. 29. Why will you plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, says the Lord. 30. In vain I have chastened your children. They receive no correction. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion.
36. 你为何东跑西奔，要更换你的路呢？你必因埃及蒙羞，像从前因亚述蒙羞一样。 37. 你也必两手抱头从埃及出来，因为神已经弃绝了你所依靠的，你不因他们得顺利。 Amen.
Thank you. And Jeremiah chapter 2, actually, you know, the next time we can go on to the chapter 3, but until chapter 3, verse 5, there's a first message.
我们下一次会继续的讲到耶利米书的第三章，因为这第一个信息是一直到第三章的第五节。
God actually, chapter 2 here, keep on a challenge to the Israelites.
在这第二章的时候，神不断的跟以色列人民挑战。
Why you turn away from me?
你为什么离我而去？
Am I done the wrong things to do for you?
我是做了什么错事吗？
I think I give your best one to you, but yet you turn away from me.
我给你是最好的，你却离我而去。
I remember at the beginning when I led your people out of the Egypt.
我还记得我当初如何从埃及把你带出来。
At that time, these people follow me.
那时候人民跟随我。
Of course, we understand at the beginning of this, the following by the Moses at that time, these people also complained to God a lot.
我们记得这些人民跟着摩西在旷野也是向神有很多埋怨。
But God here reminding to Israel that this time, chapter 2, verse 1 on here,At that time, these people actually better than you, which is talk about it.
但是神开始在第二章前面说，就算这些在旷野埋怨的人比你们还好。
At that time, I treat them well, I lead them.
那时候我善待他们，而且他们跟随我。
So they become my first fruit.
因为所以他们变成我的初果。
First, in the Bible, you can keep on the.Find out that this is research the first fruit. This is very precious. We can say messages.
我们要是有空的话，可以查考圣经所有记载出熟的果子。其实这是很有意义的。
God brought His people out of the Egypt with as a first fruit.
神带领以色列人民离开埃及，就是变成他出手的果子。
Actually, God asked King Pharaoh, you bring my people, the firstborn actually, the people bring out of the Egypt to let them to worship the true God.
本来第一次神要埃及王让所有长子离开埃及先来拜神。
If you do not let us to let us bring out, then this judgment upon your people.
要是你不愿意的话，这样的话，审判就会临到你们身上。
So the Pharaoh didn't agree with them.
所以那时候埃及王他不愿意。
So we know that God sent the angel to kill all the firstborn.
所以我们知道最后神派了天使。把所有埃及人民的长子都杀了。
So we know the Exodus chapter 13 or 14 mentioned about the first fruit.
所以在出埃及记讲第十三、十四章的时候讲到出熟果。
Because I save you, so all the first fruit belongs to me.
因为我救赎了你们，所以所有的长子是属于我的。
So God treated His people the firstborn.
所以神就这样子要求他们把所有出熟的果子要献给神，因为他们。长子也是属于神的。
And also the first fruit is the one who inherit the promised land.
也有长子，他们是继承这个应所应许之地。
As you know, because you and I, we are the one first fruit.
我们知道你我都是在神里面，在神耶稣内是出熟之果。
Every time the calling like we can call the Abraham's descendant.
所以我们可以说我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
That means Abraham's all the descendant of the firstborn.
因为亚伯拉罕是长子的后裔。
Why firstborn is precious? Because firstborn is the one inherit their forefathers.
长子为什么这么特殊呢？因为只有长子能够继承他父亲的产业。
I think one time I talk about the Hebrew chapter 12.
有一次我提到希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 23.
希伯来书十二章二十三节。
Chapter 12 verse 23 says the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. Verse 23 says.
在二十三节，希伯来书十二章二十三节说，有名录在天上诸。长子之会所共聚的总会。
Now, if you look at, have a chance, Exodus chapter 4, verse 22.
在出埃及记使徒行传第四章二十二节也有说过。
God treated His people the firstborn.
神待他所有的人民为他的长子。
So that God treated His people very highly respectably.
所以神是非常尊敬他这些所属的人民们。
Now you and I were baptized in the name of Jesus.
你我都已经奉了主耶稣圣名而受洗。
We know the book of Galatians mentioned that we belongs to God.
在加拉太书说我们都属于神的。
We put on the Christ.
我们已经把耶稣披戴身上。
We inherit the promise of his blessing.
所以我们已经继承了神所要应许给我们的福气。
So God tried to mold us to be the firstborn continually.
所以神就不断的要塑雕我们成为他的长子。
Listen to Romans chapter 8.
我们也看一下罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 and 29 and 30.
罗马书第八章二十八节到三十节。
Any volunteer to read it?
有人愿意
？Chapter 8 verse 28 to verse 30. Kyle. Because here, the verse 29, Paul mentioned that he might be the firstborn among the many brothers.
在二十九节，保罗说， 使他儿子在许多众弟兄中做长子。
God loves us to be as a firstborn. It's a true blessing.
神爱我们，要我们做他的长子，这是很大的福分。
So Jeremiah chapter 2 verse on here, the God talked to his people, remind how I treat you, your people. It's such a very important.
所以在耶利米书第二章，神在提醒他们说，我是如何的爱你们，如同长子一样。
If you look at Jeremiah chapter 2 verse from 21,
我们在耶利米书第二章二十一节开始。
And he mentioned that yet I planted you a choice vine, a completely faithful seed.
我栽你是上等的葡萄树，全然是真种子。
I treat you the first one, most choice one, I implanted in the promised land.
我把你是当最好的葡萄树种在这个应许之地。
If you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 5,
要是我们看以赛亚书第五章，
also the same message is God sending to his people.
神给他人民同样的信息。
Like Isaiah chapter 5, God talk about the vineyard.
在以赛亚书第五章，神讲到他的葡萄园。
In chapter 5 verse 2,
在第五章第二节，
He dug it around and removed the stones and then planted it with a choice vine, it says.
在这里他挖挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树。
Because the best vine tree upon to the field, but that and later on find out that it's a vine, that the vine tree which is the useless one,
虽然种了
the worthless one, it says.
种了这么好的种子，种在这个地上，但却长出这些没有用的葡萄。
The Jeremiah chapter 2 also with the first message God talk to these people about the similar messages.
所以在耶利米书第二章，这里是类似的信息。
Yeah, I treat you, your people the most precious as a status wise state. You know, the most prestigious status I prepare for you to lead your life in the promised land.
我待你们是非常的宝贵，如同祭司一样的。
But yet, why are you changed?
但你们为什么变心呢？
So why are you seeking something in vain, it seems there's no profit in your life?
你们为什么追求那个对你一点无益的东西呢？
So the verse 5, it can kind of a rhetorical question, what you have done is wrong thing, don't you think so? You know?
在第五节他问了一个问题，就是说你们不知道你们做的是虚妄的吗？
So which is explain the reminding their heart, what you're doing is very wrong.
所以在提醒人民说你们所做的都是错误的。
So which means God says, I don't understand.
这表示神他不了解为什么他们这样做。
And so verse 6 mentioned about that, how the verse 6 is that,
第六节,
they now said, Where is the Lord who brought up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert and the pits, through a land of doubt, drought and of deep darkness, through a land that no one crossed and where no man dwelt? And put it, God using as the questions.
在这里第六节，神问他们一个问题。
So which is God that talked to his people, the kind of using the question to reminding of what they have done it wrong.
所以神用一个问题的方法来告诉他们所做的错误的地方。
Because all these people when they crossed, the forefather when they follow me at that time.They don't say it, but your life is, you wonder where's God.
你的祖先在旷野跟随我，那你们却现在你们还在问神在哪里吗？
So the verse 7 says, I brought you into the fertile land.
在第七节说，我领你们进入了肥美之地。
Which is the best place I led you your life.
就是说。我把你们带到最好的一个地方。
So you can eat the good things, you can eat the best one.
你们可以得吃其中最好的果子和美物。
But what you have done is defiled my land, verse 7 says.
可是你们所做的事情就是来 占污我的地。
And that's my inheritance you made an abomination.
使我的产业成为可憎的。
Which is you ruined my land, you ruined my given a blessing upon you turned out to be the worst one.
就是说，换句话就是说，他们把神给他们最好的地还有一切福分都变成沾污了。
In verse 8, even the priests, you know, they are corrupted too.
在第八节讲到，连祭司他们都败坏了。
They also seeking the things not profit. Verse 8 says.
他们所追求的也都是无用的。
So we can say the when God brought up these messages is your entire your nation, the people, and the religious leader, they all corrupted.
所以神在这里告诉他们。你们这所有的人民连宗教的领袖。
So the verse said, that's why I stand up. God says, I stand up. I want to challenge to you.
所以在第九节，神就说，我要与你站起来来争辩。
You go out to talk to, you know, the verse 10 says, verse 10, there's mention about the two places, Kittim, and also the mention about the other one is what? Kedar?
在第十节，神提到两个地方。一个是基提海岛，另外一个是基达。
The Kittim is the one that to there the west side toward to the you know to this island.
基提它是一个岛在海上。
The Kedar is the east side of the nearby and the Euphrates.
这个岛在西部，然后在基达是以色列的北部东部。
Sometimes we talk to other people. You ask this person, so you know what you're doing is wrong. It's not because I say to you. You know what I mean? That's what God's saying that.
有的时候我们跟人在要证明我们所说的是对的，我们会叫他你去问问别人吧。
You ask all the way go to the west. You go all the way east. You can ask them. There's this kind of things happen.
所以神对他们说，你去你去西部西边去问这些人，然后也去东部问他们去。
So the verse 11, God talked that it was, have a nation change your God?
曾有一个国他们换了神吗？
When they were not God.
其实这些都不是神。
So which means that, you know, other nations, even they worship their own God, which is not true God, but they never change their God.
就表示说。
It makes sense.
他们这些外邦人所拜神的时候，这些其实根本不是神，可是他们从来不会换神。
You can go other nations. They never change their God. How come you change? You know, the true God is with you, yet you change your God.
所以神就跟他们说：“你们去看看别的国家，他们哪一个国家会换他们所拜的神？”
Now, hopefully, you know, all sky, all the heaven to be shocked.
这整个天都会。都要惊奇。
So the verse 12 is be appalled. Be appalled. Appalled means shock, you know, kind of right words.
所以在十二节说，诸天都要惊奇，都要恐慌。
The with the fear and the kind of shocking that words expressions.
这个是非常就是惊奇到都会恐慌。
And as a shudder be very desolate.
会甚为凄凉。
The same expression, is that true? You know, kind of expressions.
这个意思就是说，这怎么可能是真的事情
？It's not you shocked, but even the all the Gentile country, all the people, they are shocked because of you change your God. That's what it meant.
不是你觉得惊奇，而是别的国家会看你这样做而感觉惊奇。
Do you think this is not happen?
你不觉得这种事情有发生吗
？Sometimes it happened to us.
有的时候有，我们也会碰到这种事。
Even we think about the 2,000 years ago.
我们想想两千年之前。
At that time, there's religious leaders and the priests, the scribes, the lawyers. They know the Bible very well.
在两千年之前，有这些法利赛人、这些文士，还有他们宗教的领袖，他们对圣经很清楚。
Jesus came to the land of Judea. He was born in Bethlehem, but nobody noticed that.
当耶稣降生在伯特利的时候，没有人知道。
Because these people do not truly seeking God.
因为这些人他们没有真心的在追求神。
Actually, the foreigners came from all the way from east. They come, they worshipped. You know, the one that when Jesus was born.
东方来的这几个博士，反而他们来追求，来想要 要崇拜耶稣。
Even later, Jesus was born and he grown up and he was 30-something, he started to preach the gospel.
当耶稣长大30岁开始来传福音的时候，
people do not listen to him.
没有人愿意听他。
Own people, but they so proud of that they are the descendant of Moses and Abraham.
他自己的当地人觉得自己因为是属于摩西后裔。
But they do not listen to God.
他们却不愿听从神。
So remember one time that Jesus explained to the Pharisees.
有一次，耶稣跟法利赛人们说。
Very harshly, kind of rebuke them.
耶稣很严厉的责骂他们。
What Jesus mentioned to them is that they're the children. They're your father is a devil. Remember?
有一次，耶稣甚至骂他们说：“你们的父亲是魔鬼。”
That's in the book of John, chapter 8.
在约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8 verse 44
约翰福音第八章四十四节
But this time Jesus talked to this religious leader though.
这时候耶稣跟这些宗教领袖来谈话
The mention about the verse 40, verse 44
四十四节
Chapter 8 verse 40 book of John You are of your father the devil
约翰福音第八章四十四节你们是出于你们的父魔鬼
That you want to do the desire of your father.
你们父的私欲。
So, the Jesus is defining to them actually.
所以耶稣就给他们定。
They think they are very fervent. They think they are very good.
他们认为自己很虔诚。
But they do not know what kind of sin within their life.
他们却看不到自己所行的罪。
So right after the John chapter 9, Jesus healed the born blind man.
在第九章，耶稣医好一个生来就瞎眼的人。
They trying to do not let their authority go, so they're holding upon to them. They do not want to admit what Jesus have done is right.
他们想要掌权这个权力，所以他们不想要承认耶稣所做的是好事。
You don't think that that what your eyes open because of the true God did it.It's not.
他们说你不要以为你是神帮你开这个瞎眼。
Have you noticed that he your eyes to be open on the on the Sabbath? Yeah.
他们指责这个人说耶稣在安息日让这个人瞎眼开眼。
Surely he's not a true God and come from.
他们说这个人不可能是从神而来的。
And then this man who born the born blind man to be open his eyes and he mentioned that.
结果这个生来瞎眼的人他自己说。
How come you don't know the where he came from?
他反而问这些法利赛人说你们怎么不知道这个人从哪里
？I know he came from God.
我知道他是从神而来。
If he's not came from God, how these things happened to me?
因为要是他不是从神来的话，他怎么能行这么大神迹呢
at that time, these Jewish people they just cast him out.
结果这些犹太领袖就把这个人给赶出去了。
But later, Jesus rebuked these people.
后来，耶稣就骂这些领袖们。
Because they are the blind.
因为他们是邻里的瞎眼。
And then they say, we are not blind.
他们却说我们没有瞎眼呢。
And Jesus mentioned that if you are blind, you would have no sin.
耶稣反而对他们说，你们若是瞎了眼，却没有罪。
But since you say we see, your sin remains.
但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪就还在。
How come you don't know that you have a sin with you?
你们为什么不知道你身上有罪呢
？Now with this kind of a mentality, you lead your people.
你们怎么有这种心态来带领人民呢
？That's why your father is a devil.
所以神指责他们，你们的父是魔鬼。
If you look at the book of Jeremiah at this time, the people's mentality.
所以我们再看回耶利米书第二章人的心。
They don't think that they are the sinners in front of God.
他们人民不觉得自己在神面前是罪人。
God here bring this message to the through the Jeremiah, even to talk to them, they don't listen to it.
虽然神借着耶利米给他们这个信息，他们却不愿意听。
God really talk about their problems.
神很清楚地列出他们的问题。
Yet their heart is hardened.
但是他们的心却非常硬。
So at this time, during the time of Jeremiah, actually the life condition was better.
其实耶利米
material-wise
耶利米时代的时候，他们在生活上面都比较舒适了。
Jeremiah, during his time, he have witnessed that, you know, the Assyria was kind of collapsed while he's preaching.
在耶利米传神的话语的时候，他看到亚述整个国被毁灭。
And also the new power is coming arise.
然后有一个新的。国家要兴起。
That was a time that during the time of King Josiah.
那是约书亚王开始。
And then these two, because of the Judah, his country was between these two countries.
这是两个国之间势力的争别。
So they want, because this country wants to holding one power, so they can be saved.
因为有一个国家想要把 他要把这个势力给夺到，他才能够站好。
But actually, the kingdom is already corrupted. They trying to move based upon the political ways, not by the God's way.
所以但是以色列人他们却已经国家非常败坏，他们不用神的方法，不求神，反而用自己的方法。
So,because of the human nature, we're looking for something to be satisfied.
人的本性就是总是在想找一个东西来满足我们。
We want to be prosper in our life, way we can rely on something, or we can do something to do so that we can be satisfied and prosper in our life.
我们总是想要在我们生活上找一个东西我们可以做，或者是依赖一样东西让我们得到满足。
So the God talked to them, their problems. Your problem is you looking for your life to prosper to way to depart from me.
所以神告诉他们最大的问题就是你们想要自己兴旺却离开了我。
And also you can digging out your own kind of, you know, the place which is a cistern, right? This is, it seems like a broken one.
他们自己挖井却是一个破的井。
Which is useless for your life.
表示对他们来说一点都没有益处。
Now, this remind us the story about the, you know, the Samaritan woman.
这个就让我们想起撒玛利亚的妇人。
I think a Samaritan woman, she also have some kind of attitude to knowing God. At least he tried to maybe some way, somehow he trying to rely on God, I'm sure. Because he's Samaritan.
因为撒玛利亚人他们对神有一点接触，所以他有以他方自己的方法来认识神。
But she already changed the five husbands.
但是这个妇人他已经换了五个先生。
He wants to be happy in his life.
因为他想在他生活上得到满足。
But yet she doesn't seeking the God's way, but her own way.
但是他没有追求神的方法，却是他自己的方法。
So there Jesus proclaimed, I am the living water.
所以神跟这个妇人说，我是这个活水。
If you ask me, I will give you living water.
你要是跟我求的话，我就会给你这个活水。
You're supposed to ask me, then your life will be satisfied.
你应当问求我，这样子你在生活才会得到满足。
Because of you seeking for flesh way, you continue to commit sin actually.
但是你却一直照着肉体的方法做，那就是继续的在罪中。
So Jesus challenged her, said, "Bring your husband."
所以神就跟这个妇人挑战，你把你的丈夫叫来。
At that time, she confessed, "I don't have a husband."
这个妇人就坦白说，我没有丈夫。
Because at that time, the woman says, "I know." Because at that time, Jesus, "I know you had five husbands."
所以耶稣就回答，我知道你曾经有过五个丈夫。
Which is your seeking way of satisfaction, the wrong way so far you have seeked.
也就是在指出他以前所找。想要找满足自己的方法都是错误的。
She trying to digging herself to be satisfied, but this is like a broken cistern actually.
她想要自己挖一个井，但是却是破的井。
Our Christian life here, this is God here mentioned about the Israelites that there's two sins.
在耶利米书第二章这里讲到以色列的两个罪恶。
God says they have forsaken me.
第一就是他们离弃了我。
And the other one is they digging out something for them for satisfaction for cistern which is the broken one.
然后他们为自己熬出池子，而是破裂的池子。
Look, it's important that our life we can seeking God from beginning to the end faithfully.
所以对我们来说，我们一定要忠诚的从开始一直到结束的追随神。
We know the life continue to change.
我们知道我们生活是不断的有改变。
Now sometimes we have a stage by stage. You know, we are in high school, in college, and then we get a job, and then we have a married, and then we have a children. Our stage continue to move on to change.
我们知道人生总是有不同的阶段。在不断的改变。
Now, based upon the changing our stage, then our faith also to be influenced or changed also.
因为我们人生不同的阶段所碰到不一样的问题，所以我们的信仰也会碰到不同的挑战。
We have to be careful about our faith.
所以我们要对自己的信仰非常的注意。
Never think that our faith, at that time our faith was very good.
我们不应当想，哦，我当初信心非常好。
God counting of today is my faith.
神所在乎是我们今天现在的信心。
So Jeremiah here, God gave him a message and from verse 14 to 19.
神给耶利米的信息从十四章到十九章。
God's way message is verse 14 says, "Is Israel a slave?"
神问他们说，以色列人是仆人吗
？Oh, I ask you, you are a slave?
就神问他们，你们是仆人吗
？Well, because you have to answer clearly. You know, you are slave or not slave. You know your own inside of our, you know, ourselves.
你们应该自己知道到底你自己是不是奴仆。
You know you have a thought.
因为你知道你心中所想。
Thought is control our life.
我们的思想来控制我们的生活。
The thought is our value system.
我们的思想也就是我们的价值观。
The thought is to choose what is the best one, and so that we can choose that one.
我们的思想决定我们，让我们做我们的决定。
What elementary student choosing something good for them, and a grown up, you know, college student choose a good thing is different.
一个小学生所做的决定跟一个大学生所做的决定是不一样的。
Because thinking.
因为他们的思想不一样。
And in Jeremiah chapter 14 to 19, you mentioned about that. You know, why you guys go to the Egypt? Why you guys go to the Assyria?
所以在这十四节到十九节，神问他们：“你们为什么要去埃及呢
？”But you think that you are not slavery, but actually you are slavery.
你们不觉得自己是仆人，其实你们都是奴。
You have a God. God is your life with you. Yet.How come you can just follow to this outside of the world people?
你们其实有一个真神与你们同在，你们却去求其他的神。
Have you noticed that once you choose them, end up they actually come to you to, you know, to harm you?
你们没有发现，你们去求这些神，这些神反而别的国家的神反而来伤害你们吗
？Verse 16, they say the man of Memphis, which talk about the Egypt, right?
在这里讲拿弗人跟达比。
And then Tafnao, this is Assyria city.
这些人就是亚弗人是埃及人，那达比。
Don't you know? Because you choose them later, come back to hit you.
你们去找这些人来帮助，这些人却后来打破你的。
During the time of King Ahaz and during the, you know, this time that king, they one time they trying to choose the.You know, choose Egypt. Actually, choose the Egypt end up to hit, you know, Israel.
他们以前也是有王去找埃及来帮助他们，后来埃及反而来攻打他们。
The one time the northern kingdom was strong, so they trying to destroy the south, you know, southern kingdom.
有一阵子北国比较强烈，他们想要打南。
At that time, God talked to the king Ahaz.
那时候神跟亚哈说。
You don't rely on other outside force. Just trust me.
神跟他说，你不要依赖别的国家，你只要信赖我。
I will save you.
我将救赎你。
But if you look at the Isaiah chapter 6, he doesn't agree with God.
要是我们看以赛亚书第六章的时候，看到 这个王却不同意神所。
At that moment, actually, Assyria saved a certain kingdom.
那时候亚述是来救了北南国的。
But actually, Assyria destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel.
那亚述也把以色列北国给毁灭掉。
So in that way, they are saved.
所以这个方法把他们得 让他们得救。
But we know that during the time of King Hezekiah, these people came down to surround the Jerusalem.
但西吉加国的时候，我们知道这个亚述人来把整个耶路撒冷给围包了。
And also, they actually destroy the true you know the temple of God.
他们也把神的圣殿给毁灭掉。
Which is you know the withdraw from the God.Actually,
让他们整个人民离开神。
But also, the king at this time of King Josiah time, he went out actually defense himself. He died also.
在这个时候，耶利米的时候，因为约西亚他出去战争，也在战上死了。
So the God's word, verse 18, mentioned that now we are you doing on the road to Egypt.
现在你们为何要在埃及路上第十八节讲
And drink the water of the Nile.
你们为什么要去喝希尔的水呢
A drinking of the water means they want to satisfy. They want to, you know, why are we drinking the water? Because we quench our thirsty.
我们人为什么要喝水？因为我们要解渴。所以这里就说他们要去喝别的水，就表示他们要从别的地方得到满足。
You are in the wrong way.
你们在走错的路上。
Now, why you also tour to the you know to Assyria to drink the water of Euphrates?
你们为什么要在亚述的路上去喝大河的水呢
？Because we as a man, we always seeking something to be satisfied.
作为人，我们总是在找一个东西来满足我们。
We are humans. We have a flesh desire.
因为我们带着肉体有这个欲望。
But we know what we seeking.
我们知道我们在追求的。
So Israel at that time, they are seeking is they want to be better of their life actually.
其实以色列人民他们是希望过更好的生活。
But then they do not put God first in their life.
但是他却没有把神放在他们的优先点。
They feel that their life to be secure and prosper when they choose the big country so they can protect them.
他们认为他们去找一个大的国家来保护他们，他们生活就会比较好。
So which is they give up God.
表示他们就放弃神。
And they also digging out the cistern, the cistern which is the broken one.
他们为自己就摇出了池子，其实是破裂的。
So verse 19, God clearly talked to them.
所以在十九节，神很清楚地跟他们说。
So you're talking about the your own weakness, wickedness will correct you, and your apostasy will reprove you, and know that therefore and see that it is evil and bitter.
在这里说，你们自己的恶必惩治你。
For you to forsake the Lord your God,
必责备你，因为你们不敬畏。
Have you noticed it reminds the story about the Ruth?
这个让我们。提醒我们路德的故事。
Naomi and Abimelech they went down to the Moabites' land.
拿俄米一家人到了摩押的地。
Of course, outside of the desires, they want to better off their life, you know, life to be better.
在肉体上，他们想要去找一个地方，让他们的生活更舒适。
But later on, she lost her husband and two sons.
但拿俄米却失去了她的丈夫跟两个儿子。
When she come back to their own place,
当她回到她本国去的时候
，and then at the people, oh, Naomi came back. Naomi came back.
她以前家乡的人说拿俄米回来了。
Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara.
她跟他们说，你们不要叫我拿俄米，叫我玛拉。
My life is bitter.
因为这个意思，这个名字的意思就是很苦，
Since、
因为我的生命很苦。
I withdraw from God and I looking for my own life to be better, it doesn't work.
我离开了神，然后去想要为自己找一个更好的生活，但是却反而得到苦。
So
苦悲
God here asked them, "Is Israel a slave?" Is it going to put the question mark?
所以神在这里问人民说，以色列人民是奴仆吗？
Do we have to ask ourselves, am I a slave or something?
我们也应当问自己，我是仆人吗？
We need God, that's enough.
我们需要神， 神就足够了。
We need to have a sweet moment, sweet joy within us when God provides us everything.
当神为我们生命的一切预备，我们心中就会得到甜蜜的满足。
We know we came from God.
我们知道我们是从神而来。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, our nature is changed.
当我们奉主耶稣圣名受洗的时候，我们的本性就要改变。
So the verse 21 says, "Yet I plant you a choice vine."
在二十一节说，我栽你为上等的葡萄树。
We know at the beginning we are not the choice vine at the beginning.
我们知道我们当初其实不是上等的葡萄树。
By the blood of Jesus Christ, we born again Christian, we are turned out to be His children, which is the choice one, first one.
但是因为主耶稣的血宝血洗去我们的罪。我们就从一个野葡萄树变成上等的葡萄树。
We better not to change to the in a second degree of a worthless one.
所以我们不当变成坏枝子的葡萄树。
Here Jeremiah chapter 2:20-23, he mentioned that your sin cannot be forgiven by any material things.
二十二节说你们的罪孽是用没有办法用任何东西把洗掉的。
Of course, you say, verse 23, of course, how can you say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the veil?
在二十三节，神问他们，你们怎么能说没有污秽，没有随从众巴力？
What you're saying is your life is faithful. Actually, I know you are not faithful to God.
所以神说，你们认为自己很虔诚，但是我知道你们并不是这样。
You have a strong desire of the flesh in your way.
你们有很强烈的欲望。
You know you follow this word.
你会去追随这个世上。
That's why any material things you can bring to me cannot forgiven by your sin because of that.
所以你不管用什么东西来洗去你的罪孽都洗不掉。
And verse 26 mentioned about you put your idol on.
二十六节说你把你的
28 then where's your God?
二十七、二十八节说你们。这些偶像，你们的神在哪里呢？
It seems like you have so many gods with you, which is in all the idols.
你们看起来有好多的神，好多偶像。
The only thing is you have to you know, repent, but there's no any other ways.
你们只能悔改，就是没有别的方法了。
So which is the God here express about his frustrations about his own people?
神在这里因为自己的人民而感到非常的懊恼。
Why? Because I give you best, yet you don't come back to me.
为什么我将最好的给你，你们却离弃我？
In verse 32 says, can a virgin forget her ornament?
三十二节说，处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？
Which is the time to marry, you know, the husband give this kind of precious one that usually the virgin cannot forget.
通常他们新妇结婚的时候，他们所用的最宝贵的装饰是永远不会忘记的。
How come these people forget me?
但是这些人却忘了我。
So this is a keep on reminding of Israelites their sin.
神在不断的不同的方法提醒他们的罪
孽。Which is the sin that the verse 13 mentioned that my people have committed two sins, which is they have forsaken me.
就在十三节，神所说的，他们第一是离弃了我活水的泉源。
So, this sin is serious enough to have a facing of the judgment.
他们的罪是非常的是能够是会要面对审判的。
Verse 35, they say, "Oh, we don't commit sin."
在三十五节。人民说我是无辜的。
But because of you say, actually, you have a facing of judgment.
所以神说，因为你这样说，我已经给你定罪了。
Why you change your direction of your way?
你们在三十六节为什么要更换你们的路呢？
You can be shamed because of Assyria the way and Egypt.
你们必因埃及还有亚述蒙羞。
And so that you cannot have a prosper.
你们就不会得到顺利。
And because of you withdraw and reject me.
因为你们已经弃绝了我。
That's chapter 2.
这就是耶利米书第二章。
It is heavy.
这个是看起来非常的 成。
But we have noticed that at that time when Jeremiah bring up the first message, Israelites, they do not repent.
我们知道，当时神对以色列人民这样讲，但他们却不愿意悔改。
They do not recognize that they are sinner. They couldn't recognize.
以色列人看不出自己是罪人。
Even God talked to them for all pointed out, but their mind is closed.
虽然神这么清楚地指点他们，他们的心已经。
During the time of Jesus, also Jesus pointed out their sin, but they do not repent.
就像耶稣在他的时代。指出这些人民的罪恶，他们却不愿意承认。
Because Jesus talked to the own people.
因为神，耶稣当时跟他自己的家乡人讲。
But we know that his second coming is closer.
我们知道耶稣再临的日子将越来越近了。
What is our attitude in front of God?
所以我们现在在神面前的态度应当如何
？Am I stand up and I'm a very good, you know, very good? Or other people are they bad? I'm a good.
我们应该在神面前说，我是很忠诚的，别人都他们都没有做好。
Jesus preached to the people, said repent.
耶稣跟他的人民说要悔改。
Christian life is a life of repentance.
一个基督徒的生活就是一个过一个悔改的生活。
John the Baptist is bearing of the fruit of repentance.
施洗约翰要叫人民说，你们要结，悔改的果子。
We know that his second coming closer.
我们知道耶稣再临的日子将
近了。Hope that this message can benefit to us.
希望这些信息能够对我们有益。
That we can continue to aware of his second coming.
我们就是随时记住耶稣再临的。
We can
更近
了。Solely trust in God.
我们更能够依靠神。
The life will be prosperous then.
这样我们才能够得到兴旺。
Prospering is not that we can be a millionaire, and it's not that.
我们生活的顺利，并不是说我们做百万富翁。
God guiding us into our path that we can secure, we can have a peace within our heart from above.
而是指神带领我们的脚步，让我们一生得到顺利，因为心中有平安。
Joy will be with us.
神的喜乐也与我们同在。
We know Paul, his life has a lot of facing the difficulties.
我们知道使徒保罗一生碰到相当多的遭患难。
We know the second Corinthians and Galatians, he mentioned how much he has suffered in his life.
在哥林多后书还有加拉太书就讲到他面对许许多多的患难。
But Philippians, he mentioned that rejoice always.
但是在腓立比书他不断地说要时常喜乐
，because God is with him，
因为神与他同在。
This is true victory and this is true prospering 啊。
这就是真正的顺利，而且有得胜。
Now let's sing him 378。
请唱诗378首。